happy. It's very well organized, and it's just
it's great.
And first impressions are lasting impressions.
Good morning, and thank you very much for joining. We have the privilege this morning of starting a new daf, a new perek, the second perek of Maseches Erevin, and it deals with the topic of a special din derabanan, a special rabbinic law. If you have a well in a public domain, so these are the pictures that I sent out on the WhatsApp chat earlier this morning. If you look at pictures, picture 124, you have a street, a public domain, and in the middle of it you have a well. So a well is 10 tefachim deep, and it certainly has a diameter of at least 4 tefachim. So a well is a private domain. We know back from the Masechet Shabbos, you can't carry from the private domain to the public domain. You shouldn't be allowed to draw water from the well out to the street. The rabbis created a leniency. Instead of building a wall all around the well, instead of enclosing the well with a full wall, they said, as long as you make walls on the corners, little L-shaped walls, again on picture 124, you see those. Each L is a tefach by a tefach. So a corner wall of a tefach by a tefach, and on the other corner, a tefach by a tefach, and the other corner, one tefach by a tefach. So even though you have a big gap between these wall corners, between these planks, nevertheless, and normally we say omen ruba la parutz, when you have to have more built in than open. Here you have more open than built in. But this is again part of this special law that in order to permit the carrying of water from the well to the street, you're allowed to enclose the well with corners, and through enclosing the well with corners, it's now considered a private domain, and you can draw from the well out to the street, and you can most of all feed your animals. When people would go up to be Ola Regel, they'd have lots of animals with them. You could enable the animals to, you can take water from the well, put it in the trough, and allow the animal to drink. The animals in the enclosure of the wall corners. So Tosfos here asks, didn't we learn earlier in the Masechta that the Gemara says that Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, you shouldn't have parutz merubah la'omed, you shouldn't have more breach than you have filled in. Here you have more breach than you have filled in. And there are different answers that Rishonim give. One answer is maybe that's only true when we're talking about one side. But when you have a total of really four walls, because each corner has a wall, you really have the beginnings of walls on each corner, which is really the beginnings of walls on each side. You really have four walls. When you have a total of four walls, it's okay, even though it's more breached than it is filled in. Okay, so let's start with the Mishnah. Others say that really minat Torah. You could always have, you know, these walls, a little bit of walls and open in the middle. And it's only a din derabanan that you'd have to have a majority built in and not breached. And so they took away that rabbinic law for the sake of helping the Olei Regel, those who are coming up to Yerushalayim. Says the Mishnah, Osin possibly be wrote, so you're allowed to make strips of walls to surround a well, and that will enable you to carry from the well to the strip to the street, which is inside of those strips. Again, this is picture 124 on the WhatsApp chat or in the back of the Amama or Gemaros. What are these possibly bros? Arba d'yumdin, four double panels. D'yumdin is from the word in Greek, d'yu, two. So d'yo, two, amudin. Two panels becomes d'yumdin. Now, near in Kishmona, these four double panels actually look like eight walls because you have, let's say, imagine around our compound, we put up these four double panels. So you'd have a little panel on the corner of Brayton and Walnut, and then another panel on going in the Walnut direction. Then you'd have a panel on the Walnut side next to Mrs. McCarthy's house. And then again, on the other side, a panel next to Mrs. Ostrow's house and a little panel next to the Waldman house. And then again, on the other side of Walnut, you'd have another panel along going in the direction of Mrs. Portman's house and another panel in the direction of the shul. So you have a total of four corners, but each corner has two panels, so it actually looks like a total of eight panels. That's the view of Reb Yehuda, that you only need eight panels. Reb Meir says you don't need, it's not enough to have just four corner panels. You need a total of shmona, eight panels, because besides the four corner panels, you need another four straight panels to break up these gaps between the corner panels. And here in Kishnei Maser, so in total it looks like a total of 12 walls. That's picture 125. Arba Diyumtin, so according to Reb Meir, you're going to have four corner panels, plus Arba Pshutin, plus four straight panels. Now, all these panels are walls. So Govan Asara Tvachim, their height has to be 10 Tvachim, 30 inches tall. Rochban Shisha Tvachim, their width has to be 6 Tvachim, 18 inches wide. Vuvian Kalshu, and their thickness can be anything. Ubeinim, and between the panels, Kimlo Shtei Revako Shel Shalosh Shalosh Bakar. You can have enough space to be able to have two teams, each team of three cattle, going in and out. So one team of cattle going in, one team of cattle going out. So that's a total of 10 amos. Divrei Reb Meir. Reb Yehuda says you can have it even bigger, as we saw earlier, 13 and a third amos. You have enough space for two teams, a shel arba of four cattle each team, not three cattle each team. Kshuros, we're talking about cattle that are tied, below mutaros, not untied, so that limits the amount of space. And we say two teams, achas nechnasas, one team going in, v'achas yotzes, and another team going out. Now, let's say you wanted to bring the corners closer to the well. Mutulak of the bear, you're allowed to bring the corner panels closer to the well. Ubel vad as long as shetei para rosh of ruba bifnim, that as close as you bring it in, you still have to have at least enough space for the majority of the cow, vishosa, for the majority of the cow to be in there and drinking. Because if you can't even fit the majority of a cow, then we're worried people are going to draw water from this well and go right out of the enclosure and end up carrying mamish from a private domain to a public domain. All right, now starting today's daf. Mutar l'harchik kol shu. This is the next picture. Actually, we don't have a picture of this. The last picture was 127. So now the Mishnah says, we spoke about bringing the corners closer to the well. Now we speak about bringing the corners further away from the well. You're allowed to bring the corners far away from the well, but then you're going to have a gap between corners of much more than 10 amos. So then, you might have to increase the amount of side panels that you put into that gap to reduce the size of that opening. Reb Yehuda says, no, when you make the corners further out, there's a limit to how far you can go. Ad beis asayim. You can go up to an area of, as we've learned before, 500 square amos, 50 by 100, which was the size of the Mishkan courtyard, and it's also the amount of space that you need to plant two sa'ah worth of grain. Amrulo, the sages said to Reb Yehuda, Lo amru beis asayim, this idea of beis asayim was only said el legina. That was only said in terms of a vegetable garden, that the limits of the wall around the vegetable garden can be beis asayim, or a karfeif, or the backyard. So a backyard, then there's a limit of beis asayim. Avalim hayadir. But when you deal with, let's say, an enclosure for the sheep, that you bring the sheep to a certain field and you enclose them there so that they'll drop their droppings and fertilize that field. O sahar, or an enclosure of the sheep inside of a city. O mukze, or a backyard that you're using as a woodshed, so you actually live there because you're taking wood from there all the time. O chatzer, or a front yard, since these are areas of greater residence. Afilu beis chamisha kurin, even if the enclosure is over an area of five kur. Now, that's much more than two sa. The area to plant two sa is a tiny fraction of the area to plant five kur, because a kur is 30 sa. So an area of five kur is 150 sa. So it's 75 times as big. Or afilu beis asara kurin, or an area of 100 kur. 100 kur is 100 times 30 sa. That's 3,000 sa. It's 150 times as much as an area of two sa. So if it's an area of people are living in it, then you could have an enclosure even in a very, very, very large area. So therefore, that the argument is that when we talk about pasi biros, we're talking about an enclosure of basically a residence. People are living in the pot within the enclosure because they're taking water for their animals. This is life. This is not just an enclosed non-residence. This is an enclosed residence. And therefore, you can take these corners out as far as you want. Now, if you take the corners out very far to encompass an area of hundreds of sa'a, so you're going to have big, big gaps between the corners. Those gaps are going to be way, way more than 10 amos. So you're going to have a lot of side panels in those gaps to break up the openings so that the openings are less than 10 amos. So again, the Mishnah here introduces to us the new concept. It's a concept that we've seen quoted already twice before. It was quoted twice before in the first parak. And that is the idea of pasei biros, the special law of leniency around a well, that even though normally to make an area closed area, to make an area private domain, you have to put up proper walls, but when we're dealing with a well, to take from a well to a street, there's a leniency. All you need to have is corner walls, four corner walls, even though the gap between the corners is very, very large. It could be, according to one opinion, 10 amos. According to the other opinion, it'll be 13 amos, the gap between the corners, and the corners themselves are just an amma by an amma. Nevertheless, since it's four corners and they're on all sides, it's as if it's enclosed the whole area. It's a private domain. You can now carry from the well into the street. The street is enclosed within these corners. So you're just carrying from private domain to another item within a private domain. So the Gemara is going to quote three Tanaim and ask, maybe the Mishnah is against these Tanaim, and then the Gemara will answer, no, really, the Mishnah can work with each of these Tanaim. Lema masnisin, Taloka Chananya. Maybe this Mishnah is against the view of the Tana Chananya, the Tana Lundin Abraisa. Osin pasin labor. When you have a well, when you have a pit, a bor, a pit of rainwater, there's a difference between the word be'er and the word bor. Be'er is a well with a spring, so it's a constant source of new water. A bor is an aggregator where rainwater has pooled, a cistern where there's well in, where there's rainwater in one spot. So in the Brisa we learned osin pasin labor. You're allowed to make these boards on the corners to enable you to carry from the cistern to the area within the corners. Or chavalim lishiyara. You're allowed to make, when you have a traveling camp, and the camp settles in a valley, and you want to enclose the valley to be able to carry around within the enclosure, you're allowed to make an enclosure of ropes in order to enable to carry within the enclosure. However, Chananya says, no, chavalim labor. If you want to enclose a cistern, you should use ropes. Avalo pasin, you can't just use the four corner walls. That's not enough. It's against our Mishnah, because our Mishnah said, osin pasin libiros. You can make corner walls for the wells. So the Gemara says, no, afilu tema Chananya. We can say that our Mishnah is not against Chananya. Bor l'chud and be'er l'chud. There's a difference between a cistern and a well. And the reason would be like this. This is a strange thing. You know, you only have a little fragment of wall. Fragment of wall in one corner, and another corner, and a third corner, and a fourth corner. You have fragments of wall. So we're saying, this is a special law to help the people who are Ole Regel, to enable them to get water for their animals. Fragments of walls are going to be viewed as full enclosures. Okay, it's a special leniency. So when there's a special leniency, if the well is going to go dry, then you wouldn't have that leniency. So if it's a cistern can go dry. So since a cistern can go dry, people won't notice, and they'll still be carrying around within that street, even though it's now back to being a street because the well went dry. So there we're saying, don't use it. Don't use fragments of wall. There you have to use ropes. However, when you deal with a well has a source. There's a spring. So then it's never going to go dry. But it's never going to go dry. You can always keep using that leniency of the four wall fragments on the corners. Ikadami, another version of this discussion was like this. Chananya is trying to make limitations. He said you can have ropes around the cistern, but you can't have walls around the cistern. Now, he should have said you make ropes around the cistern and you put wall corners or corner walls for the well, for the spring. He didn't mention that. So, Michlal, that implies that according to Chananya, whether it's a cistern, and there's no difference between a cistern or a well, a source of spring water. Either way, Chavalanin, he's saying you can only use ropes. Pass and low, you can't use the four strips of wall corners. So if that's what Chananya is saying, then we should say that if Chananya is saying that you can only have ropes and you can't have corners, so then he's against our Mishnah. Then our Mishnah is not like Chananya, because our Mishnah says, osin possibly be rose. You're allowed to make wall, corner walls to enable you to enclose the area between the well and the street. So my answer is, no, it could even be according to Chananya. In other words, what the Tanakama was saying, he was responding to. The Tanakama said, you can make walls around a cistern, and you can make ropes for a traveling company. So Chananya responds, he says, no. For a cistern, you need to make ropes. You can't use those wall corners. But really, in regards to a well, he's not arguing. In regards to a well, he would agree. Like in our Mishnah, a well, which is a spring, so the water is not going to be exhausted ever. You don't have to make you don't have to use ropes. You can use wall corners. So our Mishnah could work with Chananya. All right, next Tana. It's our Mishnah, which says you can make wall corners for the well against Rabbi Akiva. That's not because we lived in a Mishnah. Whether it is a well, namely spring, of many people, or Bora Rabim, or a cistern that's used by many people. So a cistern used by many people, even if it's going to go dry, someone's going to notice and he'll tell others. Or Be'era Yachid, or a spring of an individual. For these three cases, Oslan Pasin, you can enclose them and enable carrying from them to that which is right next to them with wall corners. Avul bara yachid, but when you have a cistern of an individual, then we're worried that if it gets dried out, now it's going to be dried out. So bara yachid, oslo mechitza gavo asar tvachim. Here you have to make a wall that is 10 tvachim tall. Tivri b'kiva. Vidu hacha katani. Now here it said, libi ra'os. You're allowed to make walls for biraos. So that sounds like the biraosin. You're allowed to make walls for all the different springs. The boros low, but you're not allowed to make walls for any of the cisterns, even a cistern of the many, unlike Rabbi Akiva. So I said, no, a few times Rabbi Akiva. Our Mishnah could work with Rabbi Akiva. There, Mayim Chaim, when you have a well with living waters, spring of water, the psikale, there we have an absolute rule. You can always make the wall corners for it. That's what the Mishnah said, Loshon Ram, Loshon the Yachid, whether it belongs to many people or only one person. That's why Katani, that's what it said, you make for them the wall corners. But Bor Mechunasim, when you have a cistern of gathered rain water, the Lo Psikale, it's not an absolute rule. If it belongs to an individual, we would not allow you to make the wall corners because we're worried it's going to go dry and he's not going to notice and he'll keep carrying there. And Lo Katani, that's why it wasn't mentioned. All right, third Tana that maybe the Mishnah is against. Lema Masnissin, the Lo Krib Yudib Ben Bava. Maybe this Mishnah is against Rabbi Yehuda, the son of Bava. That's not because we went to the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava Omer, later in this parak, Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava says, Enos en pasin elo be'era rabin bilvat. You can only employ this leniency of making corner walls for a spring of many. And so you have to have two defense mechanisms. Number one, it's a spring, so it's not going to go dry. And number two, there are many people there. Even if it does go dry, someone's going to notice and tell others. Ilu hachi, whereas here in our Mishnah it says, Os en pasin libi rose. It says you can make the wall corners for the springs, sounding like for all the springs. Loshon the Rav, Loshon the Yachid. Sounds like you can make the wall corners, and that would permit you to carry all from all springs, even springs of individuals. So Mar says, no. A few tame Rebbe Yudim Bava. Our Mishnah might agree with Rebbe Yudim Bava. When the Mishnah says Osen Pasen Libi Rose, you make wall corners for the springs. Might be rose. What it means is be rose to Alma. You make wall corners for springs in the world. You can make wall corners, and you can be able to use certain springs, but not all springs. Maybe only those springs that belong to the community that people would notice if there's a problem. All right, that completes the discussion about the different Tanaim of our Mishnah. All right, now the Gemara goes on. The rest of the daf is going to be a daf of very famous Agadatas back in about Parshas Bereishis. All right, first with my Diyumdin. What is the meaning of this word, Diyumdin, that the wall corners are called Diyumdin? I'm Rabbi Yirmiyahu. Rabbi Yirmiyahu ben Elazar explained, Diyo Amudim, two pillars, two planks. Dio, the word two in Greek and in Latin, and amudin and pillars. All right. A way to remember the next few lessons is dio, lemenudeh, shevach, zunis, neskalkala, bemida, and shlosha simin. So now we looked at a Mishnah in Mesechet Demai. We know that Demai, as we learned yesterday, is the produce of the ignorant, of the Amoratsim, and because they are stingy, they may not give Trumas and Maestros. We suspect they didn't give the Trumas and Maestros. So when you buy their produce, you're not allowed to eat it until you first separate from it, Trumas and Maestros. Says the Mishnah, produce, it's very cheap. then we don't have to worry that maybe the Amoratim did not give from it Trumas and Maisos, and therefore you can eat it even without separating from it Trumas and Maisos again. So it's not us, we lived in a mission over there. Rabbi Yehuda says, Kol HaShitin, Peturin, all the Shitin, these are very cheap figs, they are exempt from the laws of Demai. Chutz min HaDiyufra, except for the cheap figs from the Diyupra. Okay, what's Diyupra? My Diyupra. Amar Ula, Ula explained. Elon, that's a special tree. Osa Dio Peros Bashana. It's a very fruitful tree. It's a tree that produces a double produce each year. It comes out, and then again it comes out. So since it creates a double produce, that's why you're allowed to take from it. Therefore, it's more expensive, and it's more treasured. And there we are worried again that the Amaratza might not give the Demai. Might not give the Trumas and Maisos. All right, so now talking about Dio. Again, another thing about Dio, that's we get into the Agadat of Bereshis. How did God first make Eve? Amar Rabbi Yirmiyahu ben Elazar, Dio partzufin, Dio parts of panim, hayolah Adam arishon. When God first made Adam, there were two beings in one body. So there were two faces. On one face it was male, and the other side was female. And then when God made Eve, he merely did a surgery to separate the male from the female. Shneimer, as it says, Achar v'kedem tzartani, you formed me rear and front. In other words, you formed a face, you gave me facial features both in the rear and in the front. In the rear it was the female, and in the front it was the male. See, it says, even Hashem Elokim asat tzela. God built the tzela into Eve. So what does that mean, tzela? Rav Shmuel argued. Chadamer once said partzuf. Exactly what we said. There were two faces. So when God built the tzela, it means he built the side. The word tzela means the side. So he built the side of Eve into Eve. He separated Eve from man. Chadamer once said, no. It was actually a piece of man's body that God took off and he made it into Eve. It was a zanav. So the Gemara said, one second, Mishmalan, there are parts of, if you're going to tell me it was a face, Adam and Eve were two-faced in one body and God separated them. And in Dichtiv, that's what the verse said, as we just said, Achar v'akadim sartani, you formed me, you shaped me, you gave me a face, you gave me facial features, front and back. Elman damar zanav, but if it was a piece that God took off and made into a... into a woman, what's the meaning of this verse? My ochav akadim sartani, what does it mean in Tehillim? A rear and front, you formed me. And so that's another lesson. Kedam Rabami, that's the lesson of Rabami. Dam Rabami, Rabami said about man, ochav amai sabreishas. On the one hand, man is the last of the creation. On the other hand, v'kadam, he was the first, lepor anus, to be punished. Okay, bishma ochav amai sabreishas, I understand when you say he's the last of the creation, lo ivriyad mali shapsa, because man was created, Adam was created on Friday. Elo v'kadam lepor anus, but this you're saying he was first to be punished. Mai, what does that mean? If you're going to say because he was cursed because of eating from the tree, that's not true. First, the serpent was cursed. Then Chava was cursed. Then Adam was cursed. Ella, what does it mean that man is the first to be punished? When there was actual punishment, man got it first. In regards to the flood, it says, God erased all that stood from the face of the earth. From man until animal. So man was hit first and then the animals. Vishmal Namar parts, if I understand according to the view that says that man had two faces, a male and a female, that's why it says Vayitzer with two yuds, train yudin. El Mandamar Zana. But if you're gonna say that God took a piece off of man and made it of it into a woman, my Vayitzer, why does the verse say that God formed man with two yuds? Answer the Gemara, Rav Shimon ben Pazi. This is the lesson of Rav Shimon ben Pazi. Don't Rav Shimon ben Pazi. The two yuds refer to the fact that man has two urges, an urge for good, Yitzer Tov, and an urge for bad, Yitzer Ara. Rav Shimon ben Pazi used to walk around saying, Oili mi yitzri, woe to me from my urge. In other words, if I wake up early to go learn Torah, and if I, work hard to give tzedakah, so my Yetzer Hara is upset with me. Why don't you sleep later? Why don't you keep the money for yourself? And on the other hand, if I do listen to the Yetzer Hara, I sleep late, and I don't give the tzedakah, Oili mi yotzri, woe to me from my creator, because then God's upset with me. So we're stuck, whatever we do, we're going to get it. That's the two urges, the Yetzer Tov and the Yetzer Hara. That's where the two yuds that man has, the two Yitzarim. Bishmal Amanda Amar now, I understand according to the view that says that man was created parts of two faces. That's what the verse says, Zachar and Akev Abraham. On the one hand, the verse says God made Adam. On the other hand, it says he made male and female. Sounds like he made female right away from the very beginning. Yeah, because initially it was male and female in one. And then God separated them. Elamanda Amar, but if you're going to say Zanav, God took a piece off of Adam and made out of that piece into woman, into Eve, why does the verse say he created the male and female? Look at your Ravot. That's the lesson of Ravot. Ravot, Rami. Ravot asks if there's a contradiction. Save on the one hand, it says, Zachar Nekev Abram. He created the male and female. Save on the other hand, the verse says, Bitzelam Elokim Bara Oso. In the image of God, God created him. Not them, but only him. The answer is like this. B'tchila also b'machshava livro shnayim. The ideal is to have two of them created as one. In other words, the ideal is for man and woman to be united as one. So what God wanted was to create both of them as one. But in actuality, lo nivra el echad. First he created Adam, and then he created Eve. So in other words, there's the ideal, and then there is the actual, so that the actual will aspire to realize the ideal. I can understand according to the view that says that man was created with male and female faces. And in the chsiv, that's what the verse says, that when he made Eve, the verse says, Vayizgar basar tachtena, he closed in the flesh behind her. Okay, so once he separated her from him, Hashem closed in the flesh. El ma'adam razana. But if you're going to say God took a piece off of Adam and made that piece into Eve, my Vayizgar basar tachtena, what does it say? And he closed the flesh underneath her. Rav Zvid answered. Yitem Rav Yirmiyah, some say Rav Yirmiyah answered. Yitem Rav Nachman Yitzchak, some say Rav Nachman Yitzchak answered. L'nitzchel l'makom chetech. That's just referring to that spot where he cut off, there he had to close in the flesh. I can understand if you're going to say God took a piece off of Adam and made it into Eve. That's what the verse says, and he built up Eve. You have to take from one piece and build up a whole person. You're building something up. But if you're going to say that man was two-faced and God took one face off, and that became Eve, and the other face he left, and that's Adam, so what's the building? It's just separating. It's not building. It's the Gemara. When the verse says that God built up Eve, it's to tell you that Hashem was the Shatchan. Hashem made Eve beautiful before Adam. Look at Reb Shimon Manasseh. This is the lesson of Reb Shimon Manasseh, the Darsh of Shimon Manasseh. But even Hashem Elokim Esatzelah, when the verse says God built up the side or the piece, there's another way to read it. Selah can mean a braid. God was the hairdresser. And he braided Chava's hair to make her look beautiful. And then he brought her to Adam Rishon. That's what we find in the islands of the sea. They call a braid a building, something that was built up. Another explanation, even Hashem, the Lord built up. Rav Chizda said, some say we learned in a braisa. It means that while Hashem separated Chava from Adam, Hashem built up Chava like a binyan otzar, like a building of where you store away grain. Ma'otzar, now starting Yud Ches and Beis, ma'otzar zeh, just like a storage area for the grain. It is wider below and narrower as it gets up because you don't want to have too much weight leaning down on the sides. In order to hold all the grain, so too, when Hashem separated Chava from Adam, Hashem then changed Chava's dimensions and he built her up a little bit. Aisha made woman wider below, and narrower above, so that she has the ability to hold a baby inside of her. All right, going back to another verse there about the creation of Chava. The verse says, "Vayiviel Adam." Hashem Hisbarach brought Chava to Adam. So Malamit Shasa Kadosh Baruch Hu Shushbidos Ladam Rishon. Hashem was literally the best man at the wedding. Hakadosh Baruch Hu was arranging the wedding. He was making sure that Chava comes over to Adam. Mikan LaGadol. So from here you see a lesson that the person who's greater, Yasa Shushbidos LaKatan, he should embrace the role of enabling a marriage and making a marriage happen, and he should be the best man for a person who's smaller than him. Valyer alone, he shouldn't feel bad about it. Now, Lamad Amar Paitzef, according to the view that says that there were two faces, I Sagar Bereisha, which face would go first? Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak, said, Mistaber the Zachar Sagar Bereisha. It was the male going first. The Tanakhs went to the Braisa, Lo Yehalech Adam Achor Isha Baderech. It's not modest for a man to walk behind a woman and to look at her and to have certain thoughts. And therefore, Afilu Yishto, since it's not modest to walk behind a woman, even if it's his own wife walking ahead of him, he shouldn't be walking behind her, because it might lead him, I guess, to walking behind women. And it's just not derech eretz for a man to be walking behind a woman on a road. What happens if a man's walking in his daman lo ala gesher, and he's on a bridge, there's not so much space, and he sees that there's a woman ahead of him? So what he should do is he should run over to the side and go ahead through the side so he's not walking behind her. Kol over achor isha, any person who deliberately says, no, I'm enjoying it, I like watching a woman from her rear, and he sees that a woman is going into a river, so he wants to go into the river to follow her, because especially in the river, she's going to raise up her skirt to get through the water, and he wants to see her revealed flesh. Such a person, Ein lo chilek olam haba, doesn't have a portion in the world to come. Tana Rabbanu Lundin Abraisa, similarly, people who try to manipulate things to be able to engage in contact with females, to enjoy the sight of a woman or to enjoy the touch of a woman, Hamaratzamos Lisha, person who counts out coins into the hands of a woman, mi yadol yada, from his hand to her hand, because he wants to touch her. Omi yadol yada, or he has her count out coins from her to him. B'shvil she'istakelba, because he wants to make it a longer process, and he'll get to look at her longer and enjoy it. Afilu doma leMoshe Rabbeinu, even if he is in certain ways like Moshe Rabbeinu, shekibel Torah Mar Sinai, who got the Torah from Mar Sinai from Hashem's hand, for doing this, lo yinakim yidina shel Gehenim, he will not be spared judgment in Gehenim. I love a custom Omer. About him, the verse says, Yad liyad, one who goes hand to hand, lo yinakeh ra, he will not be spared misfortune. Lo yinakeh, he won't be spared, midina shel Gehenim, from the judgment of Gehenom. Amar Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman said, you know, even in Tanakh, we find people who are very ignorant. Manoach, the father of the prophet, of the Shofet, the judge Shimshon, Amar Tzai, he was obviously very ignorant and not very religious. Shenemar, because the verse says, Vayakom ayelach Manoach achrei ishto. Manoach got up and he walked behind his wife. He followed his wife. So we just learned, you're not supposed to walk behind a woman. Maskar of Nachman Yitzchak, of Nachman Yitzchak said, when the verse says he followed his wife, you think it means literally he walked behind her. Elameata, when you have Gabi Elkanah, in regards to the father of Shmuel Hanavi, the Ksiv, it says, Vayelach Elkanah achrei ishto. Hachanami means he followed his wife, which we just said is not derech eretz. Gabi Elisha, in regards to Elisha, the Ksiv, Yakum Yelach achrei, he got up and he went behind her. Hachanami, that means he literally followed her. El, what does it mean? Achrei devarer v'atzasa. Elisha listened to what she said. She gave him certain words. And based on what she said, he made a decision to follow and listen to her counsel. So Manoach also was just following counsel. Hachanami achrei devarer v'atzasa. Manoach was following the counsel of his wife, not literally walking behind her. Amar Rav Ashi said, Lamai da Amar Rav Nachman. This is Rav Nachman said, Manoach Amar Aretzaya. Manoach was ignorant and he was literally following his wife. Afilu be Rav Nami lo kara. He's even someone who doesn't have an elementary school education, doesn't even know psukim. Just look at the pasuk says, Vatakam Rivka v'na Rosev, v'tirkavna l'gmalim v'teilach nachrei ish. Rivka and her maidens got up and they rode on the camels and they followed the man. Lo lifnei ish. They followed the man. They didn't walk ahead of the man. Amar Rav Yochanan said, again, talking about tznius, modesty. Achbi Ari, you're better off walking behind a lion, which is dangerous, than walking behind a married woman and engaging in illicit peeping.
So by all these references are married woman or any woman?
This one is a married woman, but it's true about all women.
It says even your wife.
Even your own wife? That's right. Achbi Isha, you are better off walking behind a married woman, even though that might lead you to a sin. Then walking behind idols, because idols might get you to a worse sin, idolatry. You're better off walking behind idols, but not walking past the shul when they're davening and they need you for the minyan. So, you know, the shul's trying to get a minyan together, or they're all davening to Hashem. You say, oh, I'm not going to daven with them. I'm going to walk past them. That's even worse than walking behind idols and possibly
refusing to come in.
So they're all davening, and you're showing that everyone who sees you says, oh, he's a guy who doesn't want to daven with them. He doesn't want to be part of the community. He just wants to go home, be with himself. And everybody else davening, right? The davening is the community's appeal. And his person is saying, I'm not part of the community's appeal. I'm going on to my own. And he's demonstrative about it. They're all turning towards God, and he turns away and walks back home. So somebody like that is even worse than the person who walks behind Avodah Zarah. Because when you walk behind idols, the fear is you might engage with the idols. When you turn your back to the shul, it looks like you've decided that religion's not good for you, the Orthodox community is not good for you. You have your own way. It looks like you're declaring you're a kofar. You're on your own. So that's the worst. Yirmiyah ben Elazar said, "Kolosan Hashanim Shayyadam Rishon Minidui." After Adam Rishon ate from the tree of knowledge, he was excommunicated. All those years that he was excommunicated, he gave birth to all sorts of spirits, damaging spirits, the Shindalid or Lilith. You know, the worst type of damaging spirit is the female damaging spirit, Lilith, Lamed Yud Taf. So all those years that Adam Rishon was in excommunication, he was giving birth to these spirits. Shemar, the verse says, "Vayi Adam Shloshim La'ashana," and for 130 years Adam waited, and then Vayol Bidlusu Kitzamo. Afterwards, he gave birth in his own image to a son. Apparently, till now, he was giving birth to things, but they just weren't Kitzalma Ola. They just weren't in his image. They were things that were demons. Meisvei, how could you say that through those 130 years before the birth of Shais, Adam Rishon was giving birth to demons? Didn't we learn how your Meir Omer used to say, Adam Rishon Chasu Gadol Haya? Adam Rishon was extremely pious. Came and Shurash Niklas Misal Yado. Once he saw that he was going to be killed because he had eaten from the tree of knowledge, Yashu Betanis Meir Shloshim Shana. He fasted for 130 years. Pirishman Ish Meir Shloshim Shana. He separated from a woman for 130 years. And he, instead of wearing a comfortable belt, he made for himself, you know, belts of wood from a fig tree. to afflict himself as tshuva. So you're saying he's giving birth to all the demons? The Gemara says yes. Even though he was doing tshuva, he kamino. It's we're saying this. When he was in this period of doing tshuva, he was still a human being. Sometimes he'd have bad urges, and when he'd have bad thoughts, he'd have discharges of semen. So the discharges of semen gave birth to Ruchin and Shaden. I'm Rabbi Yirmiyahu ben Elazar. Rabbi Yirmiyahu ben Elazar says, another lesson from Rashi's, Mitzvah Shvachah Shaladim Omer B'Fanav. When you want to praise someone, you can praise him with a bit of his praise when you talk to him. The Kula Shalom B'Fanav. When you're not talking to him, when you're talking about him to other people, you can say all of his praise. Mitzvah Shvachah B'Fanav. When you're talking to him directly, you can only give him only part of his praise. The Chsiv, because when Hashem talks to Noach, Hashem tells Noach, Ki Oschari Yisi Tzadik L'Fanai B'Dor Hazeh. For you have seen your righteous before me in this generation. Righteous, that's it, tzaddik. However, Shlomo B'Fanav, when Hashem's not talking directly to Noach, Hashem's just talking about Noach, it says Noach is ish tzaddik, not just a tzaddik, he's tamim, he's perfect. Hayabadorosav, in many generations, he's perfect. So when you're talking about someone, you say all of their praises. When you talk to the person, you only tell him some of his compliments. And presumably the reason is because if you tell him all of his compliments, his head will get inflated and he'll be arrogant. Amr Rabbi Yirmiyahu ben Elazar, Rabbi Yirmiyahu ben Elazar said, I dictate what's the meaning of the verse. V'nei alei zayis taraf b'fia, and behold, she had a olive leaf in her mouth, referring to the pigeon. Amr Yonah that Noach sent out. Amr Yonah lifnei Hakadosh Baruch Hu. The pigeon is saying before God, Ribono shel Olam, Master of the World, Yumazonosai Ruin Kazayis. I'd rather have food which is bitter, like the olive leaf, Umasum biyadecha, but coming from your hand, Ba'yu Masukin Kidvash, better than they'd be sweeter than honey. But dependent on the largesse of human beings. It says over here, Taraf. It says over there, Hatri feini lechem chuki, give me some of the food of my bread. Amr Yirmiyahu ben Elazar, Yirmiyahu ben Elazar said, Kol bayis nishman bo divrei Torah b'layla. Any house where at night you hear the words of Torah, people are learning Torah aloud at night, Shuveinu nechrev is never going to be destroyed. And as the verse says, V'lo amar ayei Eloha osai. He's never going to say, where's the God who made me? Right? When somebody's house is destroyed in a hurricane, in a storm, he says, why did this happen to me? Where's God? Why did God made me? Why did he do this misfortune to me? But there are some people who will never be bemoaning their fate. Why? Who's never going to bemoan his fate? No saints, miros balayla. Someone who puts out the song at night, the song of learning Torah at night. Amr Rabbi Yirmiyahu ben Elazar, Yirmiyahu ben Elazar said, Miyom Shachar Beis HaMikdash. Ever since the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, and we don't have the same level of revelation of God's presence, Zayol Olam, it's enough for the world. Shishtamish B'Shtei Osios, that we can praise God with only two of his letters. Shenemar, it says, Kol Neshama, all the souls, Tahalol Ka. They'll praise Ka, not Tahalol Yud Kei Vav Kei, but Tahalol Ka. And we only have two of the letters of God's name because the Beis HaMikdash has been destroyed. Hallelu Ka, may God's name be praised. Amr Rabbi Yirmiyahu ben Elazar said, Niskala Babel, when the city Babel was cursed, Niskala Shechinah, all of her neighbors were also cursed. But Niskala Shomron, when the city Shomron was cursed, Nisbaruch Shechinah, her neighbors were blessed. Niskala Babel, Niskala Shechinah, when Babel was cursed, her neighbors were cursed. Because it says, V'samtia, the Morash Kipod, V'agmei Maim, I'm going to make it into a swamp with lots of wild animals. That hurts also the neighbors. But Niskala Shomron, when Shomron was cursed, Nisbaruch Shechinah, her neighbors were blessed. Because it says, V'samti Shomron Le'isadeh, I'm going to make Shomron into a field, the Matoi Kerem, to a place to plant vineyards. So that's good for the neighbors. And now they can take the city Shomron and get out of it wine by making vines grow there. Ad kan daf yud ches.